Kellogg, Brother and Sister, 1864. Dear Brother and Sister, J.P. Kellogg. I was shown some things in vision 1 year ago last June in regard to your family. At the same time was shown that you were not then prepared to understand and receive it. I was shown that events would transpire which would then make it necessary to relate to you the things presented before me. I feel that that time has come. I will delay no longer. I was shown, Brother Kellogg, in a state of discouragement of mind, suffering anxiety and almost continual gloom. I was then pointed back some time in the past and saw that there had been erroneous moves in the past in religious things which had lessened his confidence in himself. Next, I saw that, soon after commencing to keep store, his mind was too much engrossed in business, and at times there was too strong a desire to make money too fast, which would lead him not to be as careful for others' interest as he should be. There was a little overreaching which was not pleasing to God. I saw that the grocery shop, the business connected with it, and the company it necessarily brought had an injurious influence upon the children. I saw that Brother Kellogg's increasing family demanded more of his time and attention, that it was wrong to increase his family and then allow himself, at his age, to be so engrossed with his business that he cannot train his children as he should. It is a wrong to allow such a weight of care to come upon his wife, to take the care of all her little ones, and he bear so little of the burden. He does not look upon matters in the right light. Business and accumulation of property are made of more vital importance than the religious education of the children and the forming of their characters for heaven. They are coming up not disciplined as they should be. Brother Kellogg's interest should be united with that of his wife to train their children for God. This duty rests upon you two. God has enjoined this upon you, and you sin against your offspring when you bring children into the world and let other considerations divert you from them so that you neglect to bring them up and discipline them. Teach them obedience, self-denial, and self-control, and train them for heaven. Laura has neglected her duty. She has not acted the part of a Christian sister to these children. She has not exerted an influence over them for good, and has not aided her mother in this part of the work as she should. Since Brother Kellogg has had so strong a disposition to accumulate, his spirituality has decreased, and he has failed many times in manifesting so little interest for his poorer brethren. He has been selfishly blinded in many instances, except to his own advantage. He has not, while he has had enough, manifested a noble, disinterested benevolence for those who were poor and unfortunate. His thoughts have been too much taken up to arrange matters to benefit himself and let others get along as they could. This has destroyed spirituality and godliness. The course your sons have pursued has been a grief. Albert has not heeded the testimony given him. He has been too independent, thought he knew better than his father, has despised the advice and counsels of his father, and manifested a haughty, wicked spirit of disrespect. He has felt self-confident, self-sufficient, and his desire to gain, to accumulate, has led him to look out especially for his own interest. His course in this respect, having so little interest for his father, has been very selfish. Brother Kellogg's increasing desire to accumulate has made him feel this sensibly. Brother Kellogg, you and your children are inclined to selfishness unless you are under the special influence of the grace of God. Albert has had scarcely any influence of the saving power of the truth. He is lukewarm. Religion and truth are made to be secondary. Self and self-interest come first. The things of greater value, heaven and eternal things, come afterwards. Such may attain that which they most desire, but God will send leanness into their souls. His precious light will be withheld from them. Laura must take the place a Christian sister should. Be less selfish, less proud and haughty, and win the children to come to her in their troubles. By doing this, she can be blessed of God and will receive his favor.